listener production.
G'day legends, and welcome to another Ripper episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. It's that time of year when the guys count down the top 10 episodes of 2023 as voted by you guys. Come back next week to find out who was voted number one. Remember, you can get access to bonus episodes and the video version of the podcast over at auntiedonnaclub.com.
That time of year again, folks.
Oh, we're in it.
We're in it.
Wow.
Were you not ready?
I was. What's the word? Like, phase shifted so quickly. You were just like, oh, no,
we were having a casual chat.
And you can take more time. Take some time.
No, just the way you turned on the podcast energy was shocking.
Mm. Psychotic.
Yeah, and we've actually been wanting to talk to you about that.
Please. I mean, this is the best of episode part one. We got a lot to get through.
Look at that. Straight wow, into the
straight
like
in.
But taking the energy of the riff.
That's what I
and
think was crazy.
Turning it into an intro to the podcast. You're fucking insane.
This is how I do it. This is how I do it, right? I'm like ba 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 da 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 da, right? Like so we're like ba da ba 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 ba, we're talking.
Yeah.
Ba 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 ba, and then it's like, oh, we're rolling, and I go ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da ba.
That is how he does it.
Right, where Broden did it like this. Ba ba da ba da ba da ba 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 ba.
Yeah, and you didn't even, I bet listeners out there didn't even notice that change in the ba ba ba.
Well, they didn't hear the first.
They didn't hear the first ba ba the.
Oh, in my one.
In your one.
Yeah.
Yeah, see that slight, just that slight. It's hard to pick if you're not listening for it, but it was there.
Do you know who they said also had that skill?
Cate Blanchett.
Johnny Carson.
Oh.
Well.
I don't know if that's true. I made that up. But,
they did say it about Cate Blanchett.
Did they? What did they say?
They said that she has cool podcast abilities.
Really?
She has podcast powers.
Would not doubt that.
If she put her mind to it, I think she could.
She could achieve anything.
She's a really strong
actor. One day she walked up to Andrew Upton and said, "You're mine." And he was like, "Well,
sign me up."
And he did theater.
I know, he was in the middle of writing a play when she did it.
"You belong to me. You please me. You do my bidding.
You please me now."
And then that was the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how they got together. Right. It's an incredible story.
She was like, "You're my boyfriend now." He's like, "All right."
Yeah, he didn't have much on.
No.
From what I heard.
No, he was doing, he had plays.
Yeah, but like a Griffin Theatre.
And it was, don't know if it was to his benefit to be with Cate Blanchett because he had so much on.
Yeah, he was busy. He already had so much on his plate. And then all of a sudden, well, now I'm in this relationship.
Yeah.
And she's doing Lord of the Rings. And I was right in the middle of a play. But
and then all of a sudden, his play is at STC. And he's in charge.
And he's the artistic director. He probably didn't want to do that either. She was probably like, you run STC now. Sydney Theatre Company is yours and mine.
You adapt. What was the one that went to New York? In
Hedda Gabler.
You adapt Hedda Gabler right now. He went, fuck, all right.
Fuck, yeah. I'll have them interrupt each other.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
She's like, I imagine it more like, she's like, "I'm off to do Lord of the Rings." He's like, "I'm going to write a play."
Cool. Clean out the fucking laundry.
Yeah, she wakes up in the morning and turns to Andrew and just goes, "Power couple." And he goes, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, babe. Whatever you need.
Sick, yeah.
Fucking toast in the sink, Andrew Upton. I told you.
I'll go clean up the toast. I'm so sorry, Cate.
Shit. Yeah, all right.
It's not done in a malicious way.
No.
It's just that's how they love.
It's their dynamic.
She's just like, "We're a power couple."
Yeah,
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not fair to judge a couple from the outside because you're not in it.
No.
You know.
We can speculate.
Yeah. When she turns to Andrew and goes, "Trim the fucking hedges." And he goes,
I'll just put
down this play for a second. I'll go do that.
That's
just their dynamic. That's how they love. That's how they show their love.
She walks in after shooting Blue Lagoon, Blue Valentine.
Blue Moon.
Blue Murder.
Blue something.
Woody Allen one.
Too many other blue
Midnight, titles of
Blue. Something Blue. Or Blue something.
Blue Jasmine.
She's done that. She walks into, she comes home, right? Like 6 at night. She walks in, just takes a moment. She goes, "Shit everywhere! Work my ass off!" And Andrew's like, "Oh, I better clean up.
Yeah, gotta tidy up."
I was doing STC all day.
So I was working on this. I was working on this adaptation of The Seagull.
Yeah,
by Andrew Chekhov. It's going to star Jackie Weaver, and I'll put my wife in it. But probably get Hugo Weaving. But no, I got to clean up the den. Yeah. I imagine they have a den.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I imagine the hallway's a bit like he's just kicked his shoes off and left them.
And yeah, it's like, pretty neat. The house is pretty neat.
They have a cleaner.
It's more of a power move than anything.
Well, and yeah, she's tired. She's like, you know, she comes home after a hard day of shooting Blue Jasmine.
I think that's, you know,
she likes a place for everything in its place. Yeah. And Andrew's a bit more like, I'll write a play, I'll do STC, you know. And she's a bit more like, put your fucking shoes in the fucking shoe rack.
Yeah.
Or I'll cut your cock off.
Oh, my God.
But that's just their how they love.
And that is 2024.
This is full on.
And it is the time when we reflect.
It's 2023.
Mark, we talked about this, bro.
What?
We banged them. When's this coming out?
This is the best of 2023.
Yeah, but it's 2024.
Oh.
Like Triple J in late January.
The 1999 Academy Awards, well, that happened in 2000.
Mm.
And even if it's called the 2000 Awards, it's for the year in film.
But this is coming out this year, is it not?
No, it's coming out.
Lindsay, look at me, help.
2024.
Okay.
It's coming out in 2024. Okay. It's coming out in 2024.
My apologies.
On two separate occasions in the last 2 weeks accidentally written or said 2003 instead of 2023. And I'm like, I was like, that's about a bit getting older. Yeah. But it's like, no, that's like full fuck.
Do you understand the difference between 2003 and 2023? Like, you, where do you think you are?
I worry about, like, when I wrote it down, the second one was more like a slip of the tongue.
Mm.
But the first one I wrote down 2003, and I think I even engaged with the thought of it. Mm. I was like, oh, it's so easy.
To write 2003.
Remember when it was 93? And then I was like, oh no.
Mm. We're not sitting here watching The Osbournes. I'm not in year eight. It's 2023.
Mm.
We're in a tumultuous time.
As
was 2003.
I just feel like 2023.
Mm. The last 20 years.
That's funny. I was in year 10.
I couldn't have a more leaver.
You were in year 10. Yeah, you were a big bully in year 10 to me, a scary year 10. You were year 8?
You know him.
Oh, no, but he's saying I would have been a scary. I can't imagine having gone to high school and you being 2 years.
Oh, no, isn't that weird?
It's really weird.
You would have been year 8 in 2003.
2003, I would have been 13. So what is that?
Well,
I graduated in 07. We graduated in the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would have been in year 8. And,
that is fucked.
That's weird.
Like, it's impressive for me that I'm in a comedy group with a guy in year 10. Really cool. But for you, it's a bit sad.
No. Because for me, I had the uni experience. I'm the cool one.
In year 10.
Oh, in year 10, that's sad.
Yeah, hanging out with year 8.
In high school, to be like, my comedy partners are in year 8. That's fucking pathetic.
I really quite like the idea of I'm in year 11 and you didn't do uni. Did you do TAFE straight out?
No, I did a foundations in film and television at the Victorian College of the Arts.
Well, you're that would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
No, cool for us.
For you, yes.
But then Mark's just like, I'm in a comedy troupe with a couple of high schoolers.
Well, it was cool for me because I was 18 doing at the foundations course, and then all my friends were like 28 in that course.
Yeah.
So I was hanging out with 20. And then I remember my girlfriend broke up with me, and then I called one of them and was like, oh man, can we like go out or something? And he was like 28, and he was like, I don't want to take an 18-year-old who's had his heart broken out in the town. Very nice man, Joel, but I understand. I wouldn't want to do that with a child.
Does that mean when I was born, you were able to drink?
No, that's a huge...
Like milk from my mama, yeah? From my mama's...
You drink milk from his mama?
From my mother's breast.
Yeah. Wait. Do you do that when you're two? I don't know.
I can't remember.
I can't recall.
Sorry, I did get confused there. So 2 years.
2 years.
Not 25.
Not 25 years, no.
Sorry, I'm just still getting my years jumbled.
I did find out recently that I was an emergency C-section And they never actually, I always knew I was an emergency C-section.
Yeah, I was like, never, that's a big reveal.
No, I knew that, but they, what I always thought it was because my umbilical cord was blocked and I was suffocating to death. But what I found out, the doctors were very rude to my mum and never actually told her what the reason was. And one of the reasons...
She was laughing too hard at the umbilical brothers.
Yeah, she may have been laughing at the umbilical brothers and they went, we got to get him out of there because she's
too funny.
She is laughing so
much.
He'll
pop right out.
Yeah. No, the reason is, well, or like one of the highest possible reason is that I took a shit in my mum.
So we're here today doing the best of...
This is a compilation of the highlights of 2023.
2020. I nearly went and said 2003. I think I need to go to a doctor.
Gentlemen, this is...
All right, can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm going to be very honest. Last podcast session, you kept saying it was this year, 2024. I didn't realize that the podcast we were recording, and then you were saying next year, 2025. I went home and I Googled what year is it. Because I was going home and I was like, I almost messaged you and was like, hey, why was that a bit that I missed? And then I was like, don't do that. And I Googled, what year is it?
When did you realize, well, clearly, you know, they want to take Christmas off. We want to take Christmas off as discussed.
Yes.
We've recorded a bunch of Christmas podcasts.
Yes. But it was during the Christmas podcasts, I think we were saying it's 2024. I think there was a mistake.
We recorded a Christmas podcast and then a 2024 podcast.
All right.
Just look at the color of the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's purple, it's normal year.
And can I just say, this is a little off topic. We have seen the comments of, you know, some people love when we bank them, some people don't. But I don't see any material effect on the podcast when we bank them.
There is what Mark's just said about having a genuine worry about what year it was.
Yeah, yeah, and but, this 20-minute discussion about what year it is.
Gentlemen... Let me talk to you, gentlemen, about how we came to the top 10 for this year.
Oh, yes.
So we went to our beautiful Patreons.
And we asked them, we gave them all the podcasts that picked 17.
Yes, but then, and they picked their favourite
sections.
And
then we got everyone to vote for their favourites for the top 10. Out of the shortlist made by the people in the Arnie Donna Club.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the long and short of it.
You really
sucked
the fun out of that.
So the Patreons sort of, I mean, oh, fucking hell, like that was... I've been thinking about how I was going to express that for 20 minutes.
Well, because you asked Lindsay before, you said, how did this work? And the door was open, I heard.
Okay, all right.
Well, I hadn't, so it was fun for me.
For those who weren't listening just then, so Patreons picked their favourite bits from the year, and then we took the top, how many?
17.
17, and then...
17.
Then all you beautiful people voted on it, and now I have the 10 in front of me. Are we ready? 10.
So if you don't like what you heard here, then you got to get on the Patreon
and let
to
us,
make your...
You got to pay to play.
You got to pay to play, brother.
Motherfucker.
And let us know if you want us to do a podcast about the 7 shit reject ideas that you all hated.
Yeah.
That no one voted
they
for.
They can do like the hottest 100 the next day when they do the 100, 101 to 200.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll do that on Double J.
Yeah, and Double J. And Double J will do the top 10 ideas from 2016.
Oh, that's great.
Is that what Double J does?
Yeah. They go like, they'll do, 2000 and they'll probably do 2003.
How are they going to know? How are they going to know what's going to be good in 10 years?
No, because it's 2023.
It's not 1993. Is that what you're saying now?
Who?
It's not 1993.
I'm more just confused.
Okay, he's confused boy. At number 10, can we do like a sting? Like I'll do this and then it's like sort of give it. Number 10.
Yeah, we could put a bit of production at the.
What do we need to do though? To it,
would you like a bit of effect, a bit of
just like some echo, some reverb.
But your voice, you did so good with it. What if we do it together?
Yeah. Number 10.
Can we get some like harmony on it though?
Yeah.
You do deep. You got that deep.
Number 10.
And then a little less sung, go.
Number 10.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Number 10 with a good amount of votes, 8 behind, seven behind number nine, I'll say, seven notes behind, is an interview. And when we did this episode, all of us were sitting here going, sometimes we bring in a concept for an episode and we're like, this will find its way.
Yes.
10 minutes in, we'll find it. This one, we brought in two characters. Yeah. That's two for the price of one. Great comedy. And then halfway through, we realized that they neither of the characters were really that funny.
I think I know what one you're talking about.
And you were the sort of straight guy.
Yeah.
And you had nothing. And it's not your job to be funny.
No. And there was a lot of pressure on me. I remember there being just, even before it started being said overtly, just a sense of, because I was asking very dry questions, and there was a sense of, couldn't you ask funnier questions? And then it started being direct, like,
I remember
it was a great burden to carry because there was no, I couldn't take my character to funny.
I remember just like about 15 minutes in when it was too late to stop and start again and do something else,
yeah,
like the Spoof Boys or something, you taking a big long drink of water as you're playing Paul McCartney and I'm playing Peter Jackson, and you going, I just don't think it's my job to make this funny.
Yeah.
It was very funny to me. I don't think
it was very real.
It was very real. It was great.
And the moment people have voted for is an attempt at a serious question about The Hobbit. So one of these great riffs that we did, here it is. Sit back, enjoy it in the car that you're driving to some sort of event.
Or walking your dog. Yeah, that's when I listen to podcasts.
I picture someone in their car going, these are the best ofs, are probably a better way to listen to it. My partner who I'm trying to win over with this bullshit. And then they put it on, they're trying to win them over with so far, the 20 minutes of what day it is and you shitting in your mother. But here it is. It's an episode. The episode is an interview with Paul McCartney and Peter Jackson.
Peter, we just heard a little bit about the 10 contract deal. It makes me think about the fact that there is a business to what we do. It is the film business.
Here it comes.
Guillermo del Toro was originally going to direct the Hobbit trilogy when he had to drop out just due to the lawsuits dragging out the process. You did have to step in as a director. And it's quite known from various sources that you didn't want to direct that film, but you had to do it in order to maintain the project as a producer. I was wondering if you could talk through that and what process did you use or find in order to find that creative spark in a decision that was clearly led by business. I am so sorry about that. I had too many beans for lunch.
Oh, excuse me, I did a fart as well. Well, The Hobbit. Well, The Hobbit. Is he going to write that? He's going to direct it? Then he couldn't, and then I did it.
Yeah.
And I, excuse me, I have just farted at my bottom. but I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But then I thought, oh, fuck it, I'll do it. And then I enjoyed it. But people didn't like it because it wasn't needed. But
it didn't need to be three films.
No, it should have been one or none.
One or...
And what drove that decision to make it into three films?
Oh, money.
Oh, a very frank answer.
Mm-hmm.
Paul.
Oh, sorry, I'm currently sitting on a toilet, it seems. Right, that fart and poo came out of my bottom into the water of the toilet.
Well, I appreciate it because it's not me talking about the Hobbit.
Well, I have no boundaries, so I'm very happy.
Is it part of your creativity to find that you can, that lack of the ability to just take shit in the toilet? Is that what you can pick up a guitar and play it right, get back like that?
No.
Paul, there's been a lot of talk online and now in traditional media about...
Is this going to be a funny...
This will be hilarious.
This will be a funny question.
About the Nepo baby. Your daughter famously is a very established fashion designer.
But she's not Nepalese. Oh, sorry. Seems I've done a little fart.
I'm so sorry. I don't have it in me to keep pretending.
That's right. I get it. I can understand.
Just ask your serious questions.
Did you guys want to go?
It's 30 anyway. So.
Did you guys want to go to the shops?
Oh yeah, I'd love to get some barbecue shapes.
Yes, I've checked the fridge. I'm all out of eggs.
Check the fridge, you're all out of eggs.
I've checked the fridge and I'm all out of eggs. And I need those eggs to inspire my lyrics.
Hmm.
Well, I think...
Can you put on the side of this, look at the video for Hollywood Reporter, like that cool jazzy music, put that just through it, like in little bits of it, just like it's cutting to shots of us posing on a couch, like... You know those ones?
For me, what I love is the little factoids. They always do little, like, factoids in writing. And
Scrambled eggs, you're in my ear and on my toast. That was Penny Lane was originally.
You've been talking about doing this character for years.
No, not years.
You got scrambled eggs, man. Finally have it here. It's fantastic.
Just,
you know,
but I just thought it would be a little bit of a small running gag.
It was the pillar with which we held this podcast on for 15 minutes. How did that feel, Mark?
Sort of makes me question sort of a lot of choices about whether, or just doubt my own ability.
Listen, I'm getting the signal from the publicist now. I think I do have to wrap this up. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Save the day.
Little toot. I just want to thank you both. I've been a huge fan of your work since I was a child. I used to connect with my father over the music poll. So thank you so much for coming on. It's a real honour. And Peter, ever since I saw Heavenly Creatures at Sundance Film Festival, I've been a huge fan of yours.
Oh, thank you. Yes, have you seen They Shall Not Grow Old?
Yeah, I watched about half of it on a plane. Peter, Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure, absolute pleasure.
Indeed. Next week we'll be talking to Timothy Chalamet and Next week we'll be talking to Timothy Chalamet and Brendan Fraser about art, comedy and trauma. It's a powerful podcast. Join us next week on the Hollywood Reporter podcast. Peter, Paul, pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
A great very good clip.
I just want to do a little teaser to keep them listening.
Yeah.
After number 9, which you're about to talk about, I will be revealing what's in my shirt pocket.
All right. I can see weight in the bottom of it.
Something is in my front pocket.
Can we guess? We'll take a guess and then on the
Yeah, all right. After 9, you'll be guessing.
Mm.
And then after 8, I will be revealing what is in my front pocket.
So I can't guess now?
No, we're going to guess in a bit. It's keeping them hooked.
At number 9 with 7 more votes.
Do we need to say it like big? With the harmony thing?
Yep.
Number 9.
That's pretty good. This clip is, fun fact, 30 seconds shorter than the last clip.
The clip itself.
Yeah. This was voted.
How is that fun?
Well, I don't know.
How's it fun?
How is getting your cock and closing a door on it fun?
That's not for me. But I'm not going to kink shame anyone.
I would never do that.
And it's not. But I'm just, you know.
Some people love getting their balls crushed with high heels.
It's from episode Talk Back with Michelle Brazier. Do you remember this, boys? Right at the start of the year.
I do remember this one. I remember this one distinctly. I remember being like, oh, this is like. I remember feeling like. Have you seen that movie? I can't remember the name of it. It was about sharks.
Jaws.
Meg. If it was Jaws,
Jaws 2.
Or the Meg, I would have remembered
Sharknado.
No. Let me explain the film. It was advertised as like, it was this really low budget film about people floating in water getting eaten by sharks. And it was advertised
as... That's Jaws.
No, they were floating in the water. It was shot on digital camera and it was advertised as like the next Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. What's the one with Morgan Freeman and the legs in the deep nine or deep water or...
Deep water.
Deep blue sea. No, that's Samuel L. Jackson.
Deep blue sea. Deep impact.
Not, Deep Impact. I know it's not that movie, but
you're thinking of Great Deep Flick. Impact.
Maybe
merge Deep Impact. There are sharks coming to this country. I can't do a Morgan Freeman.
Yes, he plays the president.
You're either an Armageddon person or you're a Deep Impact
Those two
person.
Films, those two films at that time where the world is ending and we're all going to die footage, they really affected little Broden. Like,
really?
It upset me. Like, I remember that one going, everyone's fucking dying.
Well,
I remember
they
I was
came
afraid
out the
of
same
volcanoes
time.
Around that time.
Yeah.
And people had to explain
That's
to me.
That's Dante's
that,
Peak, you're
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, and it was possibly, I was also just like, I think there was still a bit of vagueness maybe about what killed the dinosaurs back then, and maybe it was a volcano, and I just was very, like, scared of volcanoes. I was like, what if this hill I live on is a volcano? And my parents had to be like, that's not how it works. I'm like, how does it work? And then they didn't really explain it very clearly. And I was like, well, it could be.
That's abuse.
So number nine.
It's the section Broden as a tiger and Sexy Sandra, which we all love and remember.
Don't remember it.
Do not remember this at all.
Beautiful James did lots of effects on her voice like we're on the phone, which I very much enjoyed. And I remember I remember listening back and enjoying it.
I should explain the film reference. That movie is them floating in water, afraid of dying. Like, they're just paddling,
I know the movie. I can't
is this shot in Australia?
No, there is a movie similar to that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... But this is pretty much the... They go scuba diving at the start, and then the movie is an hour and 10 it, minutes.
They
of,
lose the boat. The boat disappears.
Yeah. And then they're floating, they're scubaing, and then they're floating in the water. I remember that podcast felt like that. Mm. I just felt like I was in choppy water and we were just like kicking our little legs. And it's really nice to hear that people enjoyed it.
Seems to be, that's right up there, number nine.
Here it is.
Hello.
Hi, I'm a tiger in the zoo.
Oh, Mr. Tiger in the zoo. What zoo are you in?
I'm in the Melbourne Zoo prowling around looking for my dinner.
Oh, and what have you found for dinner in the past or today?
It's a leg of lamb.
Oh, that's very exciting. You cook that leg of lamb?
No, it's raw.
I like to cook mine on a Weber. Have you ever used a Weber?
Knock, knock, knock. Mr. Lippy, yeah? If you can just refrain from naming actual brands.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just while you're on air.
Oh, I thought a Weber was like a...
No.
Is that what? Is that like? Is that
if
like a blue tack?
Say,
is that,
just,
has a blue tack thing happened with Weber yeah. in my mind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a Kleenex.
Or a Kleenex?
In different countries.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're just going to need to say small BBQ, okay?
You use a small BBQ?
No, I don't. I'm a tiger.
And where do you go at night?
I go... out. I'm nocturnal by train.
Are you?
Yes.
Are they?
That's when I find my prey at its weakest.
Can I get a fact check on that? Can I get a fact check on if tigers are nocturnal?
Ring, 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 ring.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line.
Ring, 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 ring.
One's it? Oh, wait. Hello?
Hello, help. I'm just, I broke into the zoo and there's a tiger and he's out. He's talking.
What time of day is it? What time of day is it?
It's nighttime.
It's nighttime?
Yeah, for me it's night.
What do you mean for you it's night?
Well, I'm just calling ahead.
Where do you go at night?
Nighttime?
Yeah, yeah. All right. What? It's closed though, isn't it?
It's usually closed. Yeah, I'm breaking into the zoo.
Do you work at the zoo?
No, I don't work at the zoo. I don't work anywhere. I just went to the zoo. I just go to the zoo at night to feel something. I just kind of need your help, man. It's not now. Obviously, it's the day now.
Yeah.
But I'm just calling ahead for tonight when I break into the zoo and there's a tiger and he's talking.
But it's nighttime.
Yeah, but
that's
I
interesting.
Move through time and space.
Are
and
tigers nocturnal?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't know.
Can we get a fact check on that?
Hey, hey, Mr. Lippy, we've got a fact check for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are nocturnal. This is a live situation.
Oh, this is a live situation?
Well, if the tiger says he's out, he's out.
But it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, Mr. Lippy, it's dead of night.
Fuck.
Mr. Lippy, you just blacked out for a bit.
I think I must have. Well, name, Michelle?
Angela.
Angela, we're going to send you 10 boxes of ham.
Thanks. Can you call a cop?
No.
One cop.
I don't know. I don't know their numbers.
You don't know any cops?
I don't know their number.
Oh.
Make sure that ham gets here real quick.
Oh, did I say ham? I meant Han.
Han?
Han yeah. Christian Andersen.
Han Christian Andersen.
Who's that?
That's my dad.
Wow. I can't wait to gobble him up for tea.
Oh, no, don't set my dad.
He's on his way.
No,
I'm so
please.
Sorry. We have
an ambulance.
Hang up. Hang up button. I've pressed it.
Am I still here? Or am I prowling around?
No, you're gone. But why don't you introduce our next segment?
But I'm gone. You just said I'm gone.
But not in spirit.
Great.
Ring, ring.
Our next guest comes from the realm of cabaret.
Ah.
Please welcome Sexy Sandra.
You're very saucy for a tiger.
Mmm.
Mmm. What's your, what do you do, a sing-song? Do you like
to
sing?
I just introduced someone.
Okay, hello.
Hello, my name is Sexy Sandra.
Oh, Sexy Sandra.
I'm a cabaret artist and a lamb who's missing a leg.
And so, oh, really? Well, that's very interesting.
Who took that leg?
Well, no, I'm not really, because you...
I,
oh, well,
the
there it is.
Eating lamb. Oh, it's a dangerous relationship with the tiger. Oh. They'll steal your leg, but the passionate... Sex is wonderful.
So you fucked the tiger?
I fucked the tiger. He ate my leg.
Sexy
We're from Germany.
Okay. Sexy Susan, where do you go at night?
Where do I go at night? I go to the cabaret clubs of Melbourne.
Mm, what's your favourite one?
There's one in Carlton.
Oh, my favourite's Spleen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, hello.
Hello, it's Han Christian Andersen.
Oh, it's Han Christian Andersen.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, no.
I'm just wondering, where's my daughter? I could only see a lamb in a fringed outfit, and I think the lamb's wearing a little bowler hat, and she's
yes,
being
I
fucked
am.
By a tiger.
As is my understanding, your daughter is at the zoo. She broke it. She's a criminal. Are you aware of the criminal activities of your daughter?
Oh, yes. It goes back in the family.
It goes back in the family?
It goes back, yes.
What goes back in the family? What do you mean by that?
In the back. It goes back.
It goes back
crime.
In the family.
It goes back.
Crime.
Family.
Right.
The crime, it goes back.
And the
crime
goes back.
Crime back
goes
back.
It's
family.
Back in the family.
Sing about it, Sandra.
Crime goes back in the family. Oh. Crime goes back in the family.
We sing it at Christmas.
Is that an idiom I'm unaware of?
There it was. And now has come the time for us to guess, for our guesses for what is in Zach's shirt pocket.
All right. My guess, I think it's going to be some sort of treat, but some sort of like minty, like gummy type. Not gummy.
Mm.
Gum.
Gummish.
Gummish.
Like a chewing gum, bubble gum.
Or like an Eclipse, a mint.
Okay.
Something you've, like, so, but not in a hard case, in a soft case.
You've crossed your arms over it. Is that to conceal what it is? You're trying
no,
to.
No, I'm trying to just like.
Keep it loose. You can't get shape.
I'm giving a few hints by the visual.
But, I'm going to say. You
know, the crossing of my arms is unrelated.
I'm going to say a receipt, a rolled up receipt.
Oh.
How many?
Good guess.
One or two.
Why wasn't mine a good guess?
Do you know what I'll say? Do you know what I'll say?
What?
The answer is something between what you've both said.
The wrapper of the empty wrapper of chewing gum.
Or like I think you've gone the opposite there. Think of a treat wrapped in a receipt.
I don't think it's that. Unless
number
it,
eight. Like a bug you found on the ground?
This is a true story.
A treat
a grub?
In a
is
receipt.
It a grub wrapped in some sort of...
It's not wrapped in a receipt, and it's not gum. But when I hear treat, receipt, and I think, well, if you were to wrap that treat in a receipt, it would somewhat resemble what's in my pocket.
That's insane.
Number eight. Now, this is a true story, is... when our Netflix show came out, Bert Kreischer on his very, very big podcast, Bertcast, generously allowed us to come on. We had a lovely, lovely chat.
Yes.
And we sort of remained in contact. And then when he was in town, we orchestrated a situation where we might be able to have an interview with him while he was in town. That morning he lost his voice quite genuinely. He was performing at John Cain Arena, I think. And they were like, hey, we just can't do it. And we went, we understand.
If I had lost my voice, you know, I've had troubles with my voice in the past, I would have to cancel a podcast. You got to look after that voice. Drinks lots of water.
You got to be on that night.
It's funny to imagine Bert Kreischer just being like, ma, 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 ma.
Yeah, exactly. But so then we walked in and James, we love James. James, he was like, I found this mic. And we're, all right, and it had genuine ears on it.
Yeah.
And we went, well, this will, and you know what? This will probably do.
Yeah. It was a great moment. This was one where I was like, I'm having a fun time.
Yes.
But I don't know how the audience will take it.
The episode is called The Auntie Don Experience, where you are Burp Crusher.
They took it great.
Yeah. It was a real thrill.
This is high, should be higher for me, IMHO.
Yeah.
The bit that people like is the You Can Beep Burp song, which is what we did for the last 10, 15 minutes. Is you can beep burp, and you can beep burp, and you can beep burp, and you can beep burp.
Oh, I don't remember that.
It was very fucking funny. And then there's a bit where, like, we're doing it and we're on board, and then you, like, we stop, and then you're like, and you could beep burp. It's very funny. It's a very funny. It's one of my favorite ones of the year, 100%. I loved it.
Well,
you can beep, because I'm saying you can be Bert, and then you start to say you can beep burp, and I'm like, you're saying it, and you're like, no, I'm not. It was very funny.
Well, let's see how good Broden's memory is.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your reinterpretation of how funny it is. Why don't we hear how funny it is right now?
This is a big jump in votes up from 9 to 8, I'll say. But there's an equal seventh.
Wow. So are these all equal seventh? Are these both equal seventh in a way?
Yeah, but it's in this order for some reason that I don't know.
That's all right.
Can I be Bert?
No.
Yes, he can. By listening to the podcast.
Right,
I'm
so sorry.
In a few months when we release this podcast, I will be Bert. Now you're getting it.
I think you're starting to get the hang of it.
Okay.
You can be Bert, and you can be Bert, and I can be Bert.
And you can be Bert.
And by you, we mean Bert. And by Bert, we mean you.
And you can be Bert. And you can be Bert. And you can be Bert. And you can be Bert.
And I can be Bert.
And you can be Bert.
And you can be Bert. You can be Bert. And 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 you can be Bert.
And you can be Bert.
You can be Bert.
And you can be Bert. And you can be Bert. And you can be Bert. Burp.
What?
He said burp.
Nah, man.
And you can be Bert. And you can be Bert. And you can be
Bert. That's my phone. Sorry.
And you can be burp. And you can be burp. And you can be burp. And you can be burp.
And you can be burp. Now,
is that actually something wrong?
I'm going to look up.
I think some of the mean Reddit comments have gotten to me.
No, yeah. Zach, don't worry.
Don't worry.
They're going to hate this one.
No,
they've been
Zach.
Mean to us, Reddit.
Don't worry about them. As soon as they see that they're Bert, everything will be fine.
This is the thing. How can the listener get upset at us when they're Bert?
Yeah.
And Bert wouldn't get upset at us. Bert's on the podcast.
Bert's a fan.
Bert's a fan. Bert is on the podcast.
Hey, Bert. Wait, are you telling me Broden and Mark, wait a second. Are you telling me that you are Bert?
Not me, I'm not.
No, you are Bert. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to you, Bert.
Sorry about this, Bert.
And you can be Bert.
And you can be Bert. And you can be Bert. And you can be. Stop saying beep burp.
I'm not.
You're saying beep. You're saying beep burp.
I'm not. You're a fucking liar.
I think it's recorded in these ears.
Yeah, but
in the very ears that sit in front of us.
No. It's not recorded in the ears. It's just in the ears of Burp.
He's just in Burp again.
Why are you saying Burp?
I'm not. I'm just,
You're saying beep Burp instead of you can be Bert, which is the song.
I'm not.
Burp. I am saying beep Burp.
What are you saying in Bert's ears?
Huh. You're just going to have to become Burp to find out.
You said Burp again.
What happens if we listen to this podcast and become Bert?
It'll stop once you stop listening.
It will happen, won't it? Yeah, it'll be like, that's the time. You only get, like, much like in the Charlie Kaufman film, being John Malkovich.
This is my question. When John Malkovich goes into John Malkovich.
Oh, and he enters the Malkovich world.
Yeah.
Oh, if Bert listens to
this podcast.
What
happens if Bert listens to this podcast?
He'll die.
Or would it just be like he's on the podcast? Oh, hey, Bert. Apparently your camera is too hot.
and it's powered off. So Bert GoPro, died.
Bert, oh, he went blind.
Bert went blind. Bert, we're so sorry that you went blind.
That's all right. You don't care, do you, Burp?
Burp. Oh, yeah, for copyright, for legal reasons, yeah, we have to refer to you as Burp.
Burp Kreischer.
Can that be the name of the podcast?
Burp Kreischer.
The Auntie Donna Experience, where you are Burp Kreischer. Oh, into Burp. The world of Auntie Donna, where you will be Burp Kreischer.
Let me check. Are you okay with that, Burp?
Burp, say nothing and act blind, if that's true. Yeah. If you're right, if you're good, right? Good.
In the Auntie Donna Experience, you take the part of Burp Kreischer, an award-winning American comedian with a number of Netflix specials.
Who hates a shirt.
And not to be confused with Burt Kreischer.
You want to say Burp?
Did you know?
No, Burp? I was going to say Kreischer.
Did you know?
I always got to add an N.
Well, that's Burp Kreischer is what you're thinking of. Yeah. Did you know that Burp Kreischer is inspired by real American comedian Burt Kreischer?
Oh, Burp.
Very good.
That was great.
That's a great ep.
Great ep. Number 7. Was from a little month we had in the middle of the year.
Oh, wait, I should reveal my...
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Drum roll, please.
Drum roll.
We can do it later.
No, we can do it in person.
Can we have both?
Let's do it, but one after the other. I don't want them concurrent.
All right.
So let's do ours. Now let's do an edited in one. Now let's do ours again. And it is a fan tale.
For those overseas, it's sort of like a small candy or lolly. It's like a toffee, a chewable toffee with chocolate on the outside.
It's more of a chocolate caramel.
Okay.
It's a chocolate caramel.
It's a chewy caramel coated in chocolate. And then what's the wrapping? That's what really defines
it. The wrapping is always a who am I, and it's usually a celebrity. Should we do it?
Yeah.
And where did you get that from?
And is it not somewhat akin to a treat wrapped in a receipt?
In a way. There's no proof of payment on that thing, though. Like, there's no... You couldn't bring that to an accountant.
The way you were saying it was like, it's not a treat.
He's eating the fantail,
it's
everybody.
Close to a treat.
He's decided... This.
No, it's not gum, I said.
It's not gum.
Where did you get the fantail?
A bowl out in front of listener.
Yeah, nice. I think those
I lost my scanner key. And they recently made a new rule where podcasters couldn't get new scanner keys.
You heard about this?
Oh, no, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, podcasters are not allowed keys
keys, but podcasters got ask up.
Time I drive past, jokingly, like I saw a band down the road from here, and then I drove past with my brother in the car, I said, we can go to Triple M now if you want at midnight. And I was like, I probably could, and that's a worry. So it makes sense.
It's because of that behaviour.
I could go into Triple M.
Podcasters like you, you've ruined it for the rest of us.
I could walk into Triple M right, at midnight and fucking put on...
What would you put on?
Dua Lipa.
And then, go crazy.
What's this shit?
Yeah, that would burn the world down.
So, number 7 is...
Oh, yeah, after this, I'll be doing my Who Am I quiz. I thought it was fun because fantails have been discontinued, have they not?
I don't know. You tell me. How does it taste?
Pretty sure. It tastes like good. I think it's got a long enough shelf life, but I just thought that was really exciting. They must have gone, look, we are the entertainment biz. We are the entertainment biz here at Lisner.
Yeah.
This is the entertainment lolly of choice. It's got entertainment facts on it.
Yeah.
And when it was discontinued, I think they said, get out there. Buy as many bulk, go to an Officeworks, get a big bag of fantails.
Has it really been discontinued?
It has been discontinued.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's horrifying.
That's so sad.
So
I think we
should move on.
Number 7.
Number 7.
We did a very special month. We did a month where podcasted. Guess what? From a boat.
Nice.
Nice. Let's hear it.
Part 2, it's called It's a Mutiny. Zach almost crashing the boat and a mutiny.
I don't know how this clip plays out, but if you haven't listened to Boat Month, I think the context that is important is all through episode 1 how much of a prick I was. about Mark. Were you the boat, the captain?
I was the captain. I remember being the captain for most of the Seaward journey.
For the start, you were the captain, yes.
I believe so. Yeah.
And I wanted to do a mutiny. I wanted the boat. So just to give you context, I was really quite a prick about Mark's captaining ability. If this is the clip I think it is, I think the context of how much of a prick I am will help.
Classic. And then Zach got to be captain. And this is, well, why don't we hear how it played out?
Now, Zach, do you have a driver's license?
No, I don't. I don't know how to drive a car.
When's the last time you used a wheel?
Straighten up, baby boy. All you want to do is make sure you don't.
How's the motor, Mark?
How's the motor? Just pull it back if you're ever feeling a little nervous.
We're about to hit a boat, not a car.
We're about to hit a boat. We're about to hit a boat. We're about to have contact.
And we've hit another boat.
Zach?
Zach.
Broden, now this might be highly irregular. I would like to discuss mutiny.
Yeah. Well, you talk of... No, that you can't do that.
What's the engine like? Is the engine too...
You're not on?
It's the engine is not on currently, Captain. Captain, you need to put that engine on.
If you're just joining us, we're about to careen into a bridge.
This is so hard.
Don't worry.
Sorry.
I'll use my muscles to fight off the bridge. Zach, focus. Focus, Zach.
Can someone please mutiny?
So, mutiny.
Go, Zach. Go, Mark, go.
Mutiny, go.
Go, Mark, go.
Go.
You get in the... There's big issues on
the
boat.
Oh, my God. Mutiny. Get
Zach
out.
Zach doesn't
mutiny.
Have a driver's
mutiny.
License. This is a really
mutiny.
Bad idea.
Mutiny. It's all right.
Jesus.
We're back. We are back with the Auntie Donna podcast. It's boat month.
What an awful way, Zach, to start episode two. We almost immediately crashed into a bridge.
Start episode two. But it's all good. Mutiny.
Jesus Christ.
Mutiny has happened. I'd like that fucking hat, please, Zach. Zach is still wearing the captain's hat, and Mark would like it back as soon as humanly possible.
Oh, my God. So if you're just... Okay, so that was probably really awful to listen to. Let's just talk about what happened. We changed captain. Zach put the captain hat on.
Well, I went to the bathroom, and when I came back from the bathroom, mutiny had been called and discussed... And I had no say in the matter. I mean, I guess as a captain does.
And then almost immediately from when we started recording was the moment Zach became captain. Within about 2 minutes, we hit a boat.
We hit a boat.
They rode into us.
Well, I would argue that the lovely Glaswegian girl from... The company on a boat.
Great.
We should say
on a boat.
Thank you to On a Boat. Can we thank On a Boat?
We can thank On a Boat.
Thank you to On a Boat for giving us this opportunity.
Well, you think they crashed into you.
But yeah, I reckon that she, Zach, has had a little more experience on a boat than you, both in the company
I want to be really clear here. I was joking. I clearly it was my fault. I don't want to cast aspersions to the On a Boat crew.
And then after you hit the boat...
Yeah.
Immediately
careened
into a bridge, which would have sunk the boat and killed us all. Apart from you,
I think we would have just
vest.
Swum to that barbecue area by the Yarra.
No, we would have died.
And then we would have had to pay for
folks,
the boat.
Folks, we're just going past the Collingwood Football Club. Do you mind if I yell a few things at them?
No, not at all.
Yeah. And then
will I understand?
Your dogs!
Yeah.
Pack of dogs!
Oh, well, don't yell it at that nice woman on the scooter, Broden.
Top four's a fluke, you bastards!
There's a lovely woman having a nice day on a scooter Broden was calling her a dog. I believe she's...
she's back to her conversation.
She's gotten over it. She's fine. But that did happen for just a moment.
I just... Tom Mitchell is shit. Can I say something? I just want to apologise to my crew members.
Well, we're not your crew members.
I let you down. I thought I could drive a boat even though I can't drive a car.
Mm. And what did we learn today?
Can I have another go?
No.
Can I have one more go?
Absolutely not.
I reckon I
got
it now.
You've got to sit in the camera, by the way.
Absolutely
not.
I was thrown because I was trying to get under the bridge.
Well, and you are more than welcome to try and call mutiny.
I didn't dock it on the other side
of the
river.
Call mutiny.
Croydon. I'm starting to have serious doubts about Mark's decision-making abilities.
Fuck you.
I just think you should give me another go. I don't understand why you wouldn't give me another go. If you would
like to captain the boat, you may call mutiny. And if all the seamen on the boat agree that mutiny should be called, then yes, I will forego the captain's
hat. Why are you talking like that?
It's been a bit performative. Just trying to be a bit funny, but I can do it more casually if you want. Yeah. Just call mutiny, and then if everyone agrees, then I'm very happy to.
I just got a bit. It just took me a long time to figure it out. I just never got it straight. Now that it's straight, I'd be all right.
Now that all the work's done.
Yeah.
I
don't understand why. That's my point. You said that like it was a shutdown. Yeah. Now that you have figured it out, I would like to sit behind the wheel and feel like a real man.
That either was or wasn't the clip I was expecting it to be. We've elected not to listen to them today.
I think we hold your fantail facts off until after we throw to this one, and then it can close us out for this episode.
Because is this
this is number six.
Yeah, I think so. Keep listening. You got to listen through the good stuff to hear the who am I.
This is this episode at number six with 10 more votes than the ones at number seven and
Jesus,
eight.
Wow. How many votes is that, though?
He's being vague for a reason. I imagine it didn't get enough to warrant.
Does everyone get one vote?
When the patrons voted, they would have voted for, like, every episode. Some just got fewer than others.
Right.
Hmm. And then the list that everyone voted on that you put on Instagram... Every episode got, like, a couple of votes.
Right.
But these ones were the ones that got the most.
Right. Yeah.
But how many times could someone vote?
Just once.
Yeah, that's great. Good. I like that.
Well, then that's good. I can break the facade. This episode, Blast Off, A Space Adventure with Ben Russell, got 96 votes as their favourite moment.
That's great.
I got to say, I thought it'd be fun to eat the fantail, and now I don't want to chew while we're talking because it would be... unpleasant.
So you got a bit of fantail in your mouth.
I've just got fantail in my mouth.
Suck on it. Suck on the fantail. They're fun to suck on.
Yeah, yeah, actually, you're right. I don't want to chew. I think that would be unpleasant for the listener, but I will suck.
Numbers, I believe you're out on this one, Zach. It's Mark, Broden, and Ben.
Fine.
The episode is drinking Piss and Gravity. The first time we had this... Blast Off character on, I think you were on and you were off.
Mm.
But this time Ben was in and you were out.
Is this Rue and Bon Rue, but now whichever one of them survived.
And that's kind of...
And that was really nice, actually, to see my babies thrive. Mm. You know, I was a part of the creation of these babies. So to see these babies live on while I was homesick or doing something else, it was a beautiful thing.
And here it is.
You both stink, like, really bad as well, just by the way. Both smell fucking terribly. Your breath smells like piss and your body smells like BO. Really full on.
The first bit is because we drink exclusively piss.
I'm all from about flagons. Like, I'm all about living natural and stuff.
Drink
but,
flagons of piss. Yes. You know,
and then the second one is because our diet consists
of piss.
So that starts to
get it starts to get through. Because if you're sweating piss.
Yeah.
Mm, but let me ask you something.
Please, for the love of God, ask me a question.
When you walk.
Oh, no, not if it's about gravity. If it's about gravity.
You heard him walking.
Oh, one ticket to a movie, thank you. Oh. I'll go to this seat that's marked for me and there's someone looking, someone there at my seat and they look at me and they say, the theater's nearly empty. Just pick another seat. You're like, no, this is my assigned seating, please. And they sort of go, okay.
No. We have a movie theater here. We've only got four DVDs though.
How do you take the news in? 4D.
No, four DVDs.
4D movie cinemas. There's one of those. I went to Hobart. Oh, yes.
The only There's way to watch 12D. Movies is 4D. 12D?
12D cinema. Then.
What are the other dimensions?
Have you ever been to Hobart?
No.
Hobart's one. That's one dimension. The next dimension is the flat dimension. The second dimension is the flat but in the opposite direction dimension. The third dimension is an out dimension. The fifth dimension is but in a different dimension. The second dimension is smell. The third dimension is sight. The fourth dimension is feeling.
Water spraying in your face.
The second one is being slightly vibrated. Yeah. The third is sound from a different area.
Sound from a different area.
The third is temperature. It's cold.
And how else do we take things in? If you wake up in the morning, you feel.
If you wake up
you
in the morning,
someone's,
you wake up.
You feel someone's connection. How are you taking that in?
How am I taking in the, if love, I wake up?
I'd love to see. Do you think we should give you a? I'd love to see you get bathed in sound.
Okay.
Well, for that, we're just going to have to go close to the cinema
eyes.
Room.
Close your eyes. All right. Now, how would you close your eyes?
How?
How would you?
Walk us through it.
Walk us through what you're doing when you say, I'm going to close my eyes. My name is Mark.
Okay. I go.
No. Go on.
Go.
So the first.
No. So what is closing your eyes?
Okay.
Eyelids shut.
No.
Eyelids.
No. No, it's closing your eyes is. It is
work.
Working,
no,
working out.
Waking.
Work, waking.
Out. It is what
no,
is it?
No, no.
Working.
It is.
No.
You know it. I know it. What is it? What do we think it is?
Process.
No.
No.
Peace.
No. No.
Livestock.
No. Opening your eyes.
Open your
lifting
eyes.
Lifting the eyelids.
Lifting it up, and you can't do that when gravity is pushing you down.
Yeah.
So you, why you think of? How do you think of gravity?
How do you think of it?
Pushing.
No, I don't think.
Pulling.
Pulling. Pushing you.
What do you think it is?
I think.
No. Is it equal to
mass?
No. Calm down. Calm down.
You need to calm just. Down. Okay, we just need to shake it off.
Okay.
We need to shake it off. After this, we're going to give you a nice sound bar.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about one of your movies.
Okay.
I'm talking about us just bathing you in the sound.
And you won't be wet. Won't be dry.
Not from sound.
No.
I'll probably be dry.
Would you like a glass of piss?
I've got one on the go right now.
It is, and can I say, it is the yellowest piss I have ever seen. It's like.
That's warm. That is steaming.
Steaming piss.
She gets it so hot.
I'm going to look up the the Pantone number so people can get an idea of.
Well, and there's no time for European Christmas cakes.
What?
Pantone. They're always dry, don't you think? Pantone?
And there it was.
Now
we love the Ben Russell.
Thank you. We'll be back next week for the top five, so make sure you come back next week.
You tune in.
Great choices, by the way, everyone. The very fun moments. I love this walk down podcast memory lane.
Mm.
To close us out, here is Zach reading. Is it facts or jokes?
Who
on
am
fantasy?
I?
No, it's a who am I? It's always a who am I?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's fan tales. It's tales for the fans of. Well, let's find out.
What is a fan tale? It's a kind of bird. I know that.
Is it?
It's like a hybrid of a pigeon where it's like those big white ones with big tails.
Well, is it not called fan tales because it's tales for fans? It's like here's the tale of a celebrity.
Also, a fan-shaped tail or end, a domestic pigeon or a broad-tailed variety. So I imagine it's the way they've got an image
in the design of
but
a fan tail.
But tail is spelt as in, tell me a tale.
But
of
that's
your...
well, maybe that's they've added that. Yeah, maybe it's a
they've added that.
How is it spelled?
It's
no. Well, tail is T A I L. That's T A L.
Okay, it's a pun. It's a pun.
So yeah, I reckon
that's what I've been trying to. I've been.
Don't blame us that you weren't articulate enough in your point.
I was explaining this.
Yeah, I get it. I really did follow along, and that's why I've been saying what I'm saying. I got everything
it's,
you said.
It's the hybrid of a fantail bird with the fantail.
Did you know?
And it replicates it on the picture.
Were you saying it was fantail?
I believe they're called fantails because it's
Mark, no. So essentially what they're doing is tails. Stories.
Yeah, I know.
But did you pick up on the pun element? Because I feel like together, it was you boys together. You
no.
Together.
I was explaining the pun.
So you saw fan tail and he saw fan tail and then you came together in a beautiful moment.
No.
So isn't it actually a beautiful thing of people working together?
Not at all.
And that's what it was. Join us next week for our top
Zach.
Five.
You got to do the who
you
got to
do the who am I.
I thought I'd leave it as a like a cliffhanger.
No,
well, I think at least read it out and then give our
There's
fans.
Enough cliffhangers next week with what's the top five.
We'll give our fans a week to kind of like think about this. Who am
okay,
I?
Okay, okay, okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. And don't look it up. Don't.
And then what we'll do without any context, so anyone who tries to like, I'll give this show a listen next week, the first word we say is the answer and then we move on.
Yes.
It's a tough one. You might need a week to think it through.
And don't look it up.
Don't look it up. And next week, I'll have five more fan tales to do more Who Am I.
You're going to go to the desk and grab a handful?
I can't grab a handful.
Why not?
I think
they won't give me a key. I'll take five of their fan tales.
I think they're Fev, Fifi's and Nick's.
Oh, yeah, they could. Well, I will bash Fev to death.
Imagine just
really?
Like,
yes.
Imagine we're doing a podcast eating a fan tale and in the background you just hear Fev. We're like, where's my fan tale? I'd be scared. He's a big guy.
That'd be a great story to tell.
So you guys aren't guessing. Well, I'm going to read the full Who Am I, right. And then next week we'll reveal who
all right.
It is.
Okay, all right. Good. Yeah.
Born in California in 1956. Who am I?
Keep going.
Oh, there's more. He has starred in the films Saving Private Ryan, The Da Vinci Code, and Captain Phillips.
I know.
Mark,
I know.
No, we agreed
Oscar
not
be
to
so
say.
Hard not to say. I know.
He has won two Oscars after playing Forrest Gump
yeah.
and Andrew Beckett in Philadelphia.
I know who it is. I know. Oh, God.
In his Oscar acceptance speech for 1993's Philadelphia, he thanked a gay teacher, which led to the plot of the movie In and Out.
Yes.
Fun fact.
Oh.
He was also the voice of Woody in Pixar's Toy Story. I thought that was... Oh, no, it is him.
Yeah.
2012 saw him portray six different characters in the masterpiece, Cloud Atlas.
Oh.
2013 saw him make his Broadway debut in Lucky Man. Now, that is a tough one. We're all going to have a week to think about it.
I knew it almost immediately.
Next week, find out... Who am I?
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.